like this week? Has it sunk in for you?
You know, honestly, it has. It just feels like another work week being here at the facility. I think once, you know, we land in New York and get around that atmosphere, I think it'll sink in more for me. But I'm excited to be playing. You know, there's only two teams left, and it says a lot about the guys in the locker room.
Eric, who are you most impressed by on Seattle's defense? Who are you watching?
Well, of course, I'm watching their entire secondary. I think all around, you know, they obviously have the best defense in the NFL, and they get after the opponents. You know, they're up front, very aggressive. In the back end, they make plays. So, you know, we got a challenge in this game, and we're excited about it. You know, we just got to keep working this week as far as, you know, getting better ourselves offensively and defensively and make sure that we play the best game possible.
Is this as a receiving group, is this the biggest challenge you guys have faced all year?
You know, I think every game presents different challenges, whether, you know, it's certain coverages. You know, New England, a lot of man coverage was a challenge for us. This, again, is going to be a huge challenge. We face these guys in the preseason, and they're tough, and we know we got our work cut out for us. But, again, we're excited for that challenge and just have the opportunity to be playing the Super Bowl.
Eric, they've been pretty vocal to some of the guys in Seattle about the pick plays.
You know, it is a physical game, and, you know, a lot of these pick plays, everyone runs them. And, you know, like Welker and everyone else, no one's trying to take someone else out. You're just trying to get in the way to disrupt, you know, them of following the other receiver. So, you know, that was an unfortunate play. That wasn't intentional on Welker's part at all. And you know, if they play, you know, man coverage, or any team plays man coverage, that's what you see a lot to get your guys open, is try to get rubbing patterns and get guys across in the middle.
And that's maybe been the value. There have been some games that have played you guys pretty physical. DB's physical. And you guys this year, maybe in New England the first time. What have you learned from those games that'll help you playing this with guys?
Well, I think, you know, you got to, you know, play from the first snap. You know, you got to be physical, because these guys are going to get you the line. They're going to get you the top of the routes. They're going to, you know, come down and hit you. So you got to make sure that, you know, you bring it to them as well, you know, and Seattle is a very physical team. They play in a physical conference. So, you know, that's a challenge for us, is to make sure that we're ready to go. Our energy's up, and you know, we're bringing our A game.
Do you feel like some teams better?
Exactly. You know, that's schematically, defenses, you know, around the league have different mindsets, but if you got a quarterback that throws the football very well, you want to try to disrupt that timing. And, you know, ways to do that is a lot of press coverage, and you see it across the board throughout the league, you know, and there's a lot of good athletes that play that position. So, you know, for us, it's making sure that we put guys in the best position, and that, you know, we work on that technique work, because I think we have some of the best cornerbacks here as well. So we get to, you know, that challenge every day to get better. I'll speak for ourselves. I think, you know, this team, of what we've accomplished, you know, we're a confident team, but also at the same time, you know, we got to play 60 minutes of football, and I think we're pretty humble about it. Not to say to take away from anyone else, I just think no one on our team has really maybe that ability, but I think you're trying to catch your breath instead of talking, because Peyton goes so fast. You just get to the line and get ready for the next play.
But even off the field, Eric, you guys don't have like a loud, outspoken, diva-like receiver. What makes this just receiving core such a humble group, kind of?
You know, receiver core, and I think throughout this locker room, you got guys that are very unselfish. You know, we got some great leaders in our locker room with Peyton Manning, Champ Bailey, and those guys. So we know what it takes to win, and, you know, we don't need to talk about it, we need to play about it, and I think that's what's gotten us to this point. You know, we all respect one another, and we have fun doing it and challenging one another and competing out here in the practice field, and we just carry that over to the games.
Eric, after Belichick made such a big deal about the hit on the lead, do you have any concern that there would be any extra scrutiny from the officials on rough plays or picks in the Super Bowl?
I haven't heard anything regarding that. I mean, honestly, that's a part of the football game that has been going on all season and, you know, for across the league for years on end. So I don't think any, you know, rules may be changed, or if they're watching it closer, if something comes up, obviously they'll tell us.
Eric, I know you sent out a picture of this in terms of your recovery, what you kind of put on your legs. Can you talk about the device and kind of the new technology players are using?
Yeah, the picture was at Normatec boots, and I guess it's basically compression, and it compresses the swelling from your feet, you know, to your heart to get new blood flow to, you know, just recover faster, to feel better. And you see a lot of these things that are coming out nowadays to help you recover faster, to help you compete at a high level, because, you know, football is a year-round sport, and you got to make sure with how competitive it is, you got to show up every day and show you're worth the organization keeping you.
Eric, did you have a chance to talk to Brian Dawkins when he visited? What can you learn much better, like Brian comes around the week before you go to the
That was great. Anytime, you know, you get an ex-player, a guy that's as great as Brian Dawkins is, to talk about his experience of going to a Super Bowl. And, you know, just like we did this week, we had guys step up, talk about, you know, what to look out for. Maybe it's a longer pregame, you know, the excitement level, how to just control your emotions, you know, the distractions, to limit them, but to really enjoy and indulge in this opportunity, because, you know, there's only two teams left out of 32, and you don't know how many opportunities you get to play in Super Bowl. So I think that's the biggest thing for us is to work hard and enjoy every moment.
Eric, have you mentally played this game yet in your head? Thought about how this week is going to go for you ideally?
Yeah, not yet. I think still being, you know, a week and a couple days out, just trying to get some good work in and get back into a routine. I think, you know, again, the plane and we get out to New York, definitely will be kind of going through the game and going through maybe what my pregame routine is going to be and how certain plays might look, visualize, you know, the entire game. So I'm looking forward to when that time comes to really let it sink in and enjoy it.
When do you think you'll go through that process? Will this be any different than any other game?
Oh, I mean, to be honest, like it's hard to say this is any other game, because it's a special game. It's a Super Bowl. You want to approach it. You want to have that mindset every day to think about, all right, what have I done throughout the year to prepare myself for a Sunday game? Wednesday, do the same thing. Thursday, do the same thing. Friday, leading up to the game. And I think that's the biggest thing is to have that comfort, knowing that you're ready, you're prepared, and just go out and play football.
Peyton's the only player in this game who's won a ring. Is there anything that he's given you in terms of caveats specifically about preparations or anything coming up?
Well, he's the ultimate ultimate guy as far as of having a routine. And I think the biggest thing he said is just, you know, eliminate distractions. You know, make sure you're taking care of the little details, doing extra, watching film, working out, getting your body right. And then I think the biggest thing is he says he's won one, he's lost one, and it's a complete high, it's a complete low. So I think to really understand that, you know, give everything you got, because this is the last game of the year.